Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Dr. Matt and Dr. Mike's A to Z of the Human Body. I'm your host, Dr. Mark Todorovic, brought to you with my co-host, Dr. Matthew, brought to you today by me and Matt.
Hello, Michael.
Oh, did you say holla?
Holla.
Oh, like holla girl.
Correct.
Nice. Yeah. Gwen Stefani, holla back girl. Wonderful. It's a great song.
Great tune.
Ain't no holla back girl. Amino acids, that's what we're talking about today. Good segue.
Yeah.
Gwen Stefani to amino acids.
She's full of them.
That sounds like an insult, but true. It's very true. We're all full of amino acids, jam-packed, full of these little babies. Amino acids are building blocks of proteins. Did you know that?
I did.
Okay, good start.
But I was thinking that this is going to be a challenging topic to cover
in a short amount of time.
Because it's me.
Well, that's
actually why I gave you the topic, because I was like, there's no possible way I could do this.
No, that's true. Should give me all the topics. All right. I can do this. We know that amino acids, I would say that the one thing that everybody knows is that proteins are made up of amino acids.
Mm-hmm.
That's
simple. You mean everyone? Do you mean
everyone on the planet?
Okay.
Every human being on the planet, regardless of age, knows that proteins made up of amino acids. And if you think about the macronutrients that we ingest for survival, which are proteins, fats, and carbohydrates.
And nucleic acids.
Well, that's not a macronutrient.
Isn't it?
No.
Okay.
No. It's an important macromolecule for survival, but not a macronutrient. Idiot. What an idiot.
Fair point.
So, proteins, fats, carbohydrates. Proteins get broken down into amino acids. That's what the focus of today. Fats get broken down into fatty acids and glycerol. And carbohydrates get broken down into the monosaccharides. Probably one of the most common ones are glucose.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Easy. Mm-hmm. So when we have a think about these macromolecules getting broken down into their macronutrients into their micronutrients.
The monomers, yes.
Glucose, for example, is made up of carbons, hydrogens, and oxygens.
Mm.
Fatty acids are made up of carbons, hydrogens, and oxygens. And amino acids are made up of carbons, hydrogens, and oxygens.
But also?
Nitrogen.
Mm.
And that is the big difference. So the fact that amino acids have nitrogen makes them a little bit special. Special in a number of different ways. One important way is that when we try to metabolize these amino acids, or at least metabolize the proteins after using them, we can produce ammonia. So the ammonia is made up of amines, and amines tells you that there's nitrogen, and that can be a little bit toxic in abundance. And so we need a way.
Only in mammals, though.
only amount. Very true. So we need a way of handling it properly. So protein and amino acid metabolism, we need to be able to handle it really well, because if it accumulates in the body, it can be a bit of an issue. If we think about what amino acids are made up of, I said carbons, hydrogens, and oxygens, and nitrogen. They, if you look at them chemically, there's a carbon that sits right in the center, and this is called the central or alpha carbon. That's bonded to a hydrogen atom. And then you've got an amino group.
That's why it's named an amino acid.
Exactly right. Now, an amino group is a nitrogen and two hydrogens, so NH2. There's also a carboxyl group, which is a carbon, two oxygens, and a hydrogen. And then you've got a side. So the roof is falling off here in the studio. We've got all the we've got all these soundproofing tiles on the roof, and one just floated to the floor. Scared the shit out of me. So
that was a bird. A crow. I thought there was a crow in here.
It did look like it. That would be an ominous sign, wouldn't it? Mm. So central carbon bonded to a hydrogen. Then you've got amino group. Then you've got the carboxyl group. And now you've got what's most important, a side chain, which is denoted as an R.
I'm sure you can say most important. But
it is the most important.
Is it?
Yeah, in my eyes. And what I think is most important is most important.
It's true.
Write that in an exam. Now, it's this side chain that varies amongst the amino acids. This is what gives each amino acid their flavor or their character. And so if we have a look at all the different types.
And there's technically 20, but not really though.
Yeah, so there's 20 amino acids commonly found in proteins, but that's commonly found. But there's more than that.
Okay.
Because they can be slightly different.
But when we learn all these amino acids in biochemistry, we generally refer into those 20.
That's right. And those 20 are pretty much determined by their side chains mostly, right? And so the side chains can be hydrophobic or hydrophilic or acidic or basic.
So here's a question for you.
Yeah.
What's the acid part then?
The acid part is an acidic side chain that can donate a proton in physiological pH conditions.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So when it says says an amino acid,
yep.
I guess I get the amino end or the amino part of it,
yes.
But the acid part.
Oh, okay, gotcha. So I thought you were referring to the side chain. All right, so because there are acidic side chains, these are the side chains themselves can donate a proton. Mm-hmm. But under specific conditions, the carboxyl end, I said, is COOH. The H can be donated, and that can make an amino acid. That's the acid.
The definition of acid.
An acid can donate a proton. Yes, hydrogen ion. All right, so if we think about the fact that these side chains determines the biological behavior or character of the amino acid, the various side chains are the following. You can have a hydrophobic side chain.
Scared of water.
Scared of water, that's right. So the term we use is nonpolar. And examples of these are...
Don't ask me.
Okay, good. Alanine.
I would have once known.
Yeah, me too. I think back when we did biochem, we had to know
had to memorize them.
I even had to draw them up, all 20. Right. Do you reckon they still ask biomed students to do that? I'm sure they do.
Probably.
All right, so examples of amino acids with a hydrophobic side chain, alanine, valine, leucine, and isoleucine. They're just examples. Because they're hydrophobic, they're commonly found in the internal or interior aspect of proteins. So away Makes from sense. That aqueous liquid environment that everything in the body is sitting in. You can have hydrophilic.
Water-loving.
Water-loving, yes.
So that would be probably the opposite then?
Yep.
More so surface-facing?
That's right. So polar molecules, surface-facing. Do you know any examples of these? You want to guess?
No, I'm not going to guess.
Serine. Threonine and tyrosine are example. And so they contain hydroxyl groups. And hydroxyl is OH. And we know that water is H2O. Mm. So the hydroxyl can interact with the water, and that's what makes it hydrophilic. So like I said, tend to be on the outside of the proteins, and they like to interact with the water. You can have acidic side chains of these amino acids. Like we said, they release a proton, which makes them negatively charged at physiological pH. Right. So in the normal environment of the body,
that would be... have already lost the hydrogen.
That's right. And then, and therefore they'll be negatively charged. Mm-hmm. Now, importantly, these amino acids can participate in acid-base reactions. Mm-hmm. So they can participate in buffering. So that's important.
So would they do that in isolation or just part of the protein?
part of the protein. Yeah.
But so hemoglobin's an example of that.
Yes, but that's probably more so the carboxyl end. That's
participating. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And they can form salt bridges. So if we have a think salts, when we talk about what salts mean biologically, they're electrolytes. So anything with a charge. And therefore acids and bases have charges. So acids and bases are electrolytes. And therefore they can effectively form salt bridges, which are connections between electrolytes.
That's what happened to me when I was in the swim in the Dead Sea.
Oh, you had a salt bridge formation. Yeah, where was that?
The Dead Sea?
No, where was the salt bridge?
Between...
Your mustache?
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
All right, and so you can also have the basic, which is the opposite. So they accept a proton, they accept a hydrogen ion, therefore they're...
I thought you just meant that was simple.
Oh, like when I describe you as basic, yeah, to people that don't know you. Examples of these are lysine, arginine, and histidine. So they all have basic side chains. They also participate in salt bridges. All right, you can also have, so final two, and then we'll start to tie things up, right? You've got aromatic. So you can have an aromatic side chain. Do you remember what is special about the aromatic side chains?
They've got big rings.
Excuse me?
They've got a ring like you get when you win the Super Bowl.
That's gotcha. Not like the ring you get after a colonoscopy. So these side chains, they're called aromatic, but they're aromatic ring structures. So basically they have if you think of a ring structure, they're going to have atoms associated with them.
But which are carbons, right?
Mostly, yes. And they usually have decentralized or delocalized electrons, which means they can sort of share them, right? And they can also create connections with other molecules or proteins that have electrons that can be shared. And so what that tells us is that these amino acids with these aromatic side chains, a good example is phenylalanine.
I was going to say that, actually.
Oh, there you go. Phenylalanine is often buried in the interior of a protein. And because of the aromatic side chain, it interacts with other amino acids inside. So it allows for the stability of the overall protein. But you've got other ones. So they're not all inside. So tryptophan is another one with an aromatic side chain. This is found on the outside, but this involves involved in protein-to-protein interactions. So one protein binding to another. But then you can have...
That one's important for neurotransmitters, right?
Yes, because one of the proteins it combines to are ligand binding or ligand binding.
Ligand. We say ligand in Australia.
Do we? Do we also say biceps or bicepts with a T?
P. P.
Oh, okay. A ligand or a ligand is just a chemical, often a protein, that can bind within a binding pocket of another protein. And tryptophan plays a big role there in that ligand or ligand binding. And then you can also have tyrosine as well. An aromatic side chain. This is part of hydrogen bonding, so it also plays a role in stability. So generally speaking, when we think about aromatic side chains, think about stabilizing something, binding and stabilization. And then the final side chain is a sulfur-containing side chain. Do you remember the one main amino acid that has the sulfur side chain?
No.
Cysteine.
Okay.
Because remember, so this is interesting. It's got a salt. It's got sulfur atoms, which you'd think, oh, that's interesting. Didn't think we'd have sulfur in our body. We do. It's quite common.
Is that one you have a lot in your hard-boiled eggs?
Correct. Hence the smell. Hence the smell that emits from me. Now, I often have to tell people because when I get to work, I get to work very early because my office is, my work is quite away from where I live. And so my breakfast for the past decade has been two boiled eggs, right? And so I'll boil them before I leave because I like them to be warm. So I don't
boil
them
really?
At the start of the week. Yeah, I don't like cold boiled eggs. No. Anyway, insight into Dr. Mike's life. So I have these two warm boiled eggs.
And you always smash them and break them on people's desks.
That's right.
Beside your own.
Correct. And then I just leave eggshells everywhere.
That's true.
But then my office smells like, has that sulfur, horrible sulfur smell. And then people.
Like Rotorua in New Zealand. That's your nickname Rude. Behind your name.
Rotorua.
Behind your back.
I was wondering what people meant by that. People would walk into my office after I just had eggs. So there's no evidence of there being any eggs. And I can just see on their face that they can smell something. And I go, oh, let me address that smell. I know it smells like I farted because I did. So, and just to see what they say, and then they either laugh or they get uncomfortable and go, no, just joking. I ate some eggs for breakfast.
And then
that's
farted.
The smell. And then I fart and go, that was a fart. And then I start laughing like uncontrollably, really loudly. And then I slam the door in their face. Anyway, so these sulfur-containing side chains, right? Like the amino acid, the primary example is cysteine. So what can happen here is sulfurs can bind to each other really nicely to form disulfide bonds. And these are really important in creating very stable proteins, especially if you want to bind one protein with another protein or
quaternary.
That's it, quaternary. So you can have, you know, primary, secondary, tertiary, quaternary structures of proteins. I think primary and secondary are pretty simple to understand, right? What's your understanding of primary and secondary?
Primary is just amino acid to amino acid.
Yeah.
And then secondary is how that, I think, what do you call it? A pearl necklace of amino acids.
Yeah.
How they fold on themselves, which is usually a beta sheet or a helix, alpha helix.
And what's tertiary?
Tertiary is then how it completely folds on itself.
Yes. And then quaternary is how it binds with other peptides. And so when we look at quaternary, if you want a real stable group of peptides,
so, again, proteins. Hemoglobin would be a good example.
Yes.
It's got two alpha, two betas.
Yep.
And they're combined in, what is that? That's where the ions in that mix, right?
Yes. But it's not sulfur, I don't think.
No.
Do they have cysteine bonds?
But they are aromatic rings as well, I think.
Mm. Should have looked into it before we brought it up.
Before I gave that example.
Yeah. But disulfide bonds are really important in holding things together. All right. So, what we know about amino acids from this is that, as you can tell, one of the most important aspects of amino acids are their side chains. Gives them their flavor, gives them their characteristic. It tells
literally
the protein,
giving flavor, right? Because some amino acids are used for artificial sugars.
Oh, there you go. Artificial sugars?
Sweeteners.
Sweeteners, okay.
Like phenylalanine.
Like phenylalanine, yeah, true. Because it gives us that taste of a sugar, but it's not a sugar molecule.
Or arginine?
Phenylalanine?
Definitely, we just said that.
Oh.
But what's the one that's always in the chewing gum?
Tryptophan? That's phenylalanine.
No, phenylalanine.
Yeah. So anyway, that side chain gives it the flavour, gives it the characteristic, which tells it how to fold, and the folding is so important because it's the folding that determines its function. So if you have a mutation or a change in an amino acid, the great thing is there's a lot of redundancy. So sometimes you might, because amino acids are made up of mRNA, where you read three nucleotides at a time, which we call a codon. And if you have a mutation that changes one of those nucleotides within the three within the codon, it can change the amino acid that's read to be put into the protein.
Right, but
what I'm saying here is that if it's changed, there's so much redundancy that you might change a nucleotide, but you have the same characteristic of the amino acid. So it might change.
Oh, so you're saying that because the amino acid might be different, the the type of amino acid so similar, it doesn't really affect the protein structure.
Yeah, so for example, if you've got two types of, let's say that you've got aspartic acid and glutamic acid, both are acidic amino acids. If there's a nucleotide change and it changes the amino acid that's red, it might change it from aspartic acid to glutamic acid. Pretty much, you know, likely no harm, no foul, because it's still acidic and it's this acidic side chain in this example that gives it its characteristic.
But that's to the protein, not the amino acid.
Correct.
Right.
But that's not always the case.
Like frame shifts and stuff.
Exactly. Well, if you do have a frame shift mutation, you've either added or removed an entire base pair or nucleotide, which means every amino acid after there is changed.
Yeah.
That can be a big issue.
Can you give an example?
Oh, frame shift mutation. I know that I can just think back to my PhD when I did Parkinson's disease research. There were some genes that we looked at that had frame shift mutations in certain genes that altered the entire protein. Like LARC2, for example, is a gene.
That would have been my first choice.
That translates a protein that's important in, off the top of my head, I think it's has to do with neuronal development in some way. But this frame shift mutation leads to the protein not functioning properly and can increase likelihood of Parkinson's disease.
Okay.
And that is amino acids.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.